Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And we are having a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful conversation with Josephine. I'm just leaving it at Josephine. And, you know, because it bothers me. I'm just saying, I mean, sincerely, my wife even makes fun of me. I have such trouble with names. But Josephine is a star in my eyes. And I mean that most sincerely. And that's why she's here. She's just one of those special human beings. Okay. And it's just been a pleasure that I was lucky enough to meet her. And now that she's sharing on the air with us, one of the things that Josephine is doing also, and I want to talk about it, is your latest thing. You're a trustee of the Great Neck Library, which is tremendous. And I think that you took over last year. I think the election was only a year ago. Tell us about that. And I know you have prior library experience, which is also staggering.
Yeah, I mean, everything comes back to throwing spaghetti on the wall. And in actuality, I had been creating a web unbeknowingly to myself. I always had an interest in history, art history in particular. And I wanted to be a museum curator. Over time, I had an opportunity to work as an apprentice at the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Thomas J. Watson Library, where I worked with curatorial staff on research and projects. That over time, that became a lost opportunity. I didn't do anything with that skill set that I had gained. And I kept on telling myself, well, you know, I am someone who believes that everything happens for a reason and there's purpose. What was the purpose of me having that experience? Why did I do that? Why? It can't be a lost skill. And over time, I became involved in our community, in the Great Neck community. And someone in my own community had approached me and asked, you know, You have this great background working on a community level, and have you considered running for the board of the Great Neck Library? And I said, wow, you know, this makes a lot of sense to me. It takes a lot of the experiences that I had and puts it in one space. Now, I mean, my God. I have my library experience, I have my community service experience, and the library was a part of my personal development and my growth. It's a place where, you know, I sought refuge, okay? Think about this. I just moved to Great Neck when I was in middle school, and children at that point in time want to befriend individuals, have a group that they belong to. And the library became my community. I enrolled in levels programming. I pushed myself to do things that I was uncomfortable with so that, you know, I could interact with other people because I was more introverted. So I applied to a class to do improv. And I did improv at the library. And through these classes and through the people that I met, I knew that every day that I went to the library after school, I had a group of people that I could be friends with, I can hang out with, and you know, ultimately speaking, I feel very strongly that a library is a place that serves people through more than just books, right? It's a place where I was educated. It's a place where I studied. It's a place where I lead research. It's a place where I learned. And I realized that what the library was and what it meant to me and how important it is for me to now to give back to the space that helped me become who I am. Because ultimately speaking, a library is a space you know, where, you know, future leaders go to, and they have the opportunity to educate them with the various themselves with the various resources there are. So it made sense. And I moved forward with it, and it was probably one of the best decisions and most fulfilling decisions that I moved forward with. Like I said, it pieces my experiences together.
You know, one of the things that I saw in preparing for this is STEM, STEM lab. And I'm sure to a lot of people, it's pretty common terminology, but I think there's a lot of people where it's not common terminology. What actually is a STEM lab?
So I believe
Great Neck has it, and it's a big, yeah.
So this is actually a space that legislator Ellen Birnbaum, who I work for, actually helped fund through the county. So the STEM lab would not have been a possibility if it weren't for, you know, her work and the relationship that she has with the Great Neck Library and the county. The STEM lab is ultimately a space of science and technology and engineering where people can use various tools to build and create different things in 3D and do learn computer programming and do modeling. So it adds a lot of dimension and character to a library environment, which makes it so impactful. People have the opportunity to come in and make appointments in the STEM lab of the library. And if they have an idea or a concept, they're individuals who can help them design, you know, what they want to create in 3D and make it a reality. So it's fascinating. Just imagine having an idea and seeing the completion of that idea.
John could go to a STEM lab and learn how to program.
Anyone can go. Anyone, regardless of their age, can go. It's an opportunity to learn. And as human beings, we're growth oriented, and we work on our personal development on a daily basis. Who's to say that, you know, you're not capable? As long as you put your mind to it and you have the intention of learning, which is significant, the intention of learning can open up so many different opportunities for you.
I just want to correct one thing. I'll be devil's advocate now, Josephine. I think a lot of people don't work on themselves on a daily basis. I really don't. That's my opinion. Some people just get up, breakfast, lunch, dinner, go to bed. Get up, breakfast, lunch, dinner. And it's like, why? I mean, Henry David Thoreau, many men leave lives of quiet desperation. I don't understand this. You are the total opposite, but I don't really personally believe there are a lot of Josephines out there. I really don't. I wish there was more.
I have a lot to work on, John.
I want to do something. I want to do something today. I want to create a better me. If I create a better me, I'm creating a better community, etc., etc. But I just don't. Honestly, I don't see it. And that's why having someone like you on a show like this is just so tremendous, because I hope it wakes people up. And they turn around and say, I could do that. You know, when you're saying levels, my daughter, my oldest daughter, used to go to levels in the Great Neck Library, because I had three kids that went through the school system in Great Neck. So it's interesting. But so she was in an artsy group and her friends, et cetera, et cetera. But even at her point, there was many kids that didn't do much with themselves. And unfortunately now, it's their life is such, you know, it's a 9-to-5. Makes me crazy, a 9-to-5. Go ahead, Otto.
That's an interesting topic by itself. It's like self-motivation. What gives one person self-motivation and another no motivation? You know, that's a topic that I don't have the answers to. I like to feel I'm self-motivated. You know, I push myself many times. I don't feel like doing it, but I do it, whatever it is. I don't know. It's a complicated topic, in my opinion.
I agree.
You know what? I believe that sometimes in life, learning what not to do is the biggest lesson. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a moral that you learn, you take it, and you apply it to a different setting.
Right.
And oftentimes people don't think of things that way. You know, it's It's a different way of seeing things.
Yeah, and everybody's motivated for different things. I will be the first one to admit that back in that era, school and I were not particularly friends. I had many other things on my mind. I actually worked after school in high school. I played every kind of ball you can play. I had that on my brain. And eventually I realized that was stupid, that I really should have put a little more emphasis on my education. But part of that comes from your family and, you know, the fact that my family didn't go beyond the sixth grade in school. So the fact that I got out of high school in the beginning was a big deal. So a lot of that, you know, comes from that, I believe. But everybody's motivated, hopefully motivated for something, I think is important beyond doing, like John and we've talked, it takes as long to do something as it does to do nothing. So you might as well do something.
Right.
You know, and what that something is a personal choice.
Yeah, Otto, it's interesting that you're bringing this up. And beforehand, you know, John was talking about my identity and the fact that I should also recognize the fact that I'm a woman. And so I do recognize that, you know, although my mom was someone who was always there and made an effort for me to be involved in different extracurricular activities after school. Ultimately speaking, my education was secondary in my household. And it's actually something very difficult for people to believe. You know, my mom would actually come into my room at 10 o'clock at night or 11 o'clock at night. And she would tell me that my sleep is more important than my schoolwork. Okay.
That's interesting.
And I didn't understand why she was telling me this, because I wanted to do my best and I knew I was capable and I wanted to prove it to myself. So in high school, I used to set my alarm for 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oof.
And I had the alarm next to my bed so that she wouldn't hear it in the room that's adjacent to us, because we live in an apartment. And I knew that if I had the lights on, she would see that something was going on in my room. And adjacent to my bedroom was a door to the bathroom that she couldn't see. So I used to take my pillow and my blanket into the bathtub of my bathroom and study until the morning. Wow. And this was a habit that I conditioned myself to do into college and onward, because I wanted to prove to myself that I'm capable. And, you know, in Persian culture, obviously times are changing, but a woman's role is secondary. My grandmother will tell me on a daily basis, it doesn't matter, you know, the number of degrees that you have on the wall. The most important thing is raising your household and your family, which I recognize and I will never put them secondary. But I think there are important decisions people can make where you can be a role model in different ways and in different facets. And through my choosing, as far as, you know, living a life that's meaningful and purposeful through my professional decisions, I can actually do both.
We are out of time and we couldn't have ended this any better. Josephine, you're absolutely spectacular. I love you. I really do. And thank you so much for coming on. And good luck with the library and good luck with everything. And I'm sure we're going to be hearing from you down the road. There's no question about it.
This is a great honor to be able to be on your show and meet Otto. And maybe Otto can even be another one of my mentors, much like yourself.
All right. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.